the bakers of Weber's Bread present your all-star Western theater.
Lifting along, singing a song under honor.
From Hollywood comes your all-star Western theater. Starring America's great Western singers, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, with songs and a story of the West. My name is Cottonseed Clark, and here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
There's a rainbow over the range, and the skies are blue again. The rolling thunder fills in the far-off hills, there's a rainbow over the range. Hear the cowboys, yippee-yi-yo, all the duke is well and low. The sun is rising high in the prairie sky. There's a rainbow over the range. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found the trail, just a magic veil that's born in the wind and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The fading thunder fills in the far off hills. There's a rainbow over the range. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found the trail, just a magic trail that's born in the wind and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The maiden thunder fills in the far off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain.
Cowboys who worked the great cattle ranches in the old days had to have a great many skills. They had to know how to rope and ride and brand, how to keep a herd of steers together on a trail, and how to mend fence and maintain themselves and horses for weeks at a time on the open range. They were all-purpose hands, ready for anything. Just as today, Weber's Bread is an all-purpose bread that becomes a substantial, enjoyable item on every menu. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and when combined with sandwich filling for those in-between snacks, Weber's Bread always hits the spot. Serve Weber's Bread in your home. You'll find it on your grocer's shelves in the familiar blue gingham wrapper, and you'll like it.
Our singing stars ride over into the field of popular love ballads now to sing for you one of last season's outstanding hit songs, The Riders of the Purple Sage and their Western arrangement of Amor.
Nights are lonely.
now to our all-star Western Theater story for today and a fast trip out west for the weekly adventure of four-wheeling Al Sloy and Jimmy Dean, the riders of the Purple Sage. Here they come, riding down the road that leads them to the small western cattle community of Lone Oak. As usual, they have few cares and no worries at all as they ride along.
You know, old Matt Simpson's going to be mighty surprised to see us.
Yeah, it's been more than a couple of months now since he invited us out to see him.
No, it's longer than that. It was Phoenix Rodeo, and that's going on to 4 months ago.
That's right.
Say, you're right, Dean. All I hope is that he meant it when he said that a job would always be waiting for us if we ever came to this part of the country.
Well, there's Lone Oak up ahead. Suppose we go on into town and get a bite to eat before we call on Matt, huh?
You took the words right out of my mouth, Louis.
You guys are always hungry. You know, but eating ain't such a bad habit, so let's get going.
Get up.
Like we said, the boys are heading into Lone Oak without a care or a worry in the world. But what they don't know is the trouble that's waiting for them just a few minutes ahead, and it involves their friend Matt Simpson. Before the boys arrive at their destination, however, suppose we go back a couple of days to the county seat town of Grant City, just 60 miles from Lone Oak, and see what is transpiring in the sheriff's office.
This is going to be a pretty big blow to the people of Lone Oak. Matt Simpson was one of the most prominent ranchers in that section of the country.
And you don't have any idea who would want to kill Matt, huh, Sheriff?
None at all, Clem. But according to old John Hopkins, the stage driver, the three men made Matt get out while they ransacked the coach. Matt thought he saw his chance and grabbed for one of them. As he did, the bandit plugged him.
Yeah, too bad.
Yeah.
You know, about the worst thing that could happen to those three men would be to get caught in a Lone Oak.
You're right there, Clem. Citizens of that town would take the law into their own hands, but quick. I've wired the Lone Oak sheriff to keep a sharp lookout for the three men.
Is there any clue at all as to who they might be?
None. The only thing I have to go on is this Mexican coin that was clutched in Matt's hand.
Yeah, it's funny. It's got a hole in the middle of it.
Yeah. Could be a button off the killer's coat, maybe.
Yeah, it could be. Well, got to be going. Good luck to you, Sheriff.
Thanks, Clem. I'm just hoping that sooner or later those three men will turn up somewhere and tip their hand. So if you hear of anything, Clem, let me know.
Here we are in Lone Oak.
Yeah, this looks like a good place to get a bite to eat.
Probably too late to get anything worth eating.
Yeah, you know, I'm hungry enough to cook my saddle and eat it.
Well, we'll soon know. Let's go in.
You know, we might have been smart to barge in on old Matt this time of night. I bet he would have picked us something.
You two guys think more of your stomachs than you do your good manners.
Well, you keep your manners. I'll keep my stomach.
You, senors want something?
Well, nothing to drink, friend. But we're mighty anxious to get a little food under our belt.
I got some ready-made sandwiches here.
Sandwiches? Good. Give us a half a dozen of them.
Just take a seat over there at that table. I bring them over to you.
Much obliged. And put 3 cups of coffee with them.
Hey, Cubo.
Si?
Come here a minute.
Si? What do you want, Senor Carson?
You know them three fellas?
Never saw them before in my life. Just want to eat.
And keep them busy till I get back here.
What's that for?
Yeah, the sheriff's on the lookout for three strangers what killed Matt Simpson a couple of days ago.
See?
And if my guess ain't wrong, them are the men.
They don't look like they killed nothing.
That's where you're wrong. That blonde-headed fellow there don't look like a baby-faced killer, then I never saw one. And I'll keep them busy till I get back.
I do my best on your cousin. I keep them busy till Joe come back. And when he get... Well, senor, here are your sandwiches.
Much obliged.
Say, friend, where's Matt Simpson's spread located?
Who did you say?
Matt Simpson.
Oh, about 2 miles east of the town?
Well, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I just wanted to know, that's all.
Would there be anything else for you?
What else you got?
Nothing.
That takes care of that.
Hey, this sandwich ain't got any meat in it.
You take another bite.
Still ain't can't taste any meat.
Maybe you passed it.
Oh, just forget about it.
If you need anything else, just holler. And my name is Cuball.
All right, Cuball.
Hey, come to think of it, why is everybody staring at us like this? Just look at them, will you?
Yeah, that is funny. You'd think we was killers the way they're gazing at us.
Maybe they just admired my good looks.
Huh? Oh, I ought to brand you with a wagon tongue.
Here comes Cueball again.
What's on your mind now, Cueball? Did you find some more sandwiches?
No, but I thought I'd do it, you, senor's a favor.
What do you mean?
You senors not look like killers to me.
Well, I hope we don't.
What are you getting at, Cueball?
Matt Simpson, the senor you was asking about was killed a couple days ago.
Are you kidding?
So what do you know about that?
You sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I'm sure. If the three hombres done the job, and right now the sheriff is on his way here to get you senors for killing him, so you know what's good for you, you better get out of here.
Well, this is news to us, Cueball, but much obliged to you for telling us.
Yeah, we're old friends of Matt's. We knew him at the Phoenix Rodeo.
Come on, boys. I'm for getting out of here.
You know, this don't look so good.
I should have told you a senor sooner.
All right. Don't you men make a play for your guns. I got you covered.
Now, look here, Sheriff. What's this all about?
You know what it's all about? We've been expecting three strangers like you to come riding into Lone Oak.
Now, if you think we had anything to do with killing Matt Simpson, you're wrong.
That's right. He's an old friend of ours.
Well, you'll have to prove that in court, boys. Right now, you're going to jail. You're under arrest.
Hello, Cueball.
Oh, Bernice, no, you're saying here, Jenny. I wanted to talk to you a minute.
Yes? What is it?
The sheriff took three singers last night and locked them up, accused them of killing your father.
I hadn't heard about it.
And Senorita Jenny, I think they have their own senors. Why, these three senors would not kill anybody. And besides, they claim to be old friends of your father's who was on the way out here to see him.
Do you know who they were?
Well, I went over to see this morning and found out their names are Willing, Slowey, and Dean.
Willing? Slowey and Dean.
See. Claim to have worked at the singing act with your father at the Phoenix Rodeo.
Why, yes. The Riders of the Purple Sage. And they were very good friends of Daddy.
Well, they are in the jail now, and I've been hearing some talk around the town this morning about breaking the jail down and stringing them up.
Oh, this is terrible, Cueball.
Mm.
Where do I get my coat? I'll go with you to see the sheriff.
A fine come off. Here we are in jail accused of murder.
Well, don't look at me. It ain't my fault.
Hey, what's that I hear outside?
If it's what I think it is, then we've sung our last song.
Now, just a doggone minute. What do you mean?
I mean, that could be, and more than likely is, a bunch of hot-headed Lone Oakers bent on stringing us up.
Oh, well, come on, Paul, and do something.
Now, what do you think I can do about it?
Well, I don't know, but do something. This is getting serious.
Now, don't get panicky. We got to keep our heads.
Yeah, that's a general idea. Keep our heads is right.
Hey, boys. Boys, we're in trouble. There's a mob forming outside, and they've been on having a little party at your expense.
Now, look here, Sheriff. We don't know anything about that killing. You got to let us out of here.
It wouldn't do any good to let you out now, even if I thought you wasn't guilty. You'd get shot on sight.
Well, haven't you got enough depth to keep them from breaking in?
We'll do the best we can for you, boys. That's
that
all.
Ain't good enough.
Lieutenant, I must see those three boys you have here. There's been a mistake.
I hope you're right, Miss Jenny. They're right here.
I don't know who you are, miss, but you sound welcome.
Well, I'm Jenny Simpson. Matt was my father.
Are we glad to see you?
Yeah. Looks like you arrived just in time to save our necks.
Sheriff, I'll vouch for these boys. They were good friends of my father's. You have the wrong men.
Then you'll have to work fast, Miss Jenny. The sheriff of Grant City is on his way here now, and in the meantime, it's going to be your job to convince that crowd that's forming out there that these are the wrong men.
Well, they'll listen to me. Why, every man in this town has known me since I was a baby.
Then don't wait too long to start talking to them, Miss Jenny, because they're beginning to sound impatient.
Well, he's right about that. You'd better act fast.
Yes. Do we get out of this jail?
Well, if Miss Jenny will take the responsibility, I'll release you in her custody.
Oh, thank you, Sheriff.
Then come on. I'll see if I can quiet that crowd down so you can pound some horse sense into their heads.
Thanks to you, Miss Jenny, and Cueball here, we're still alive and talking about it.
You mean thanks to Cueball? Why, if he hadn't come by this morning to tell me about you boys... Well, then I might not have known until too late.
No, it was nothing.
Wasn't nothing. Why, you just saved our lives, that's all.
Well, I'm glad I did. Hangings make me awful sick in the stomach.
Well, I'm mighty proud they do, Cueball.
If you ask me, you can blame old hombre Grant Carson. He was the one that ran for the sheriff and got them all steamed up about you fellas being the killers. And he was the one that got the mob steered up, too.
I can't understand.
Ever since your papa got killed, Senorita Jenny, he's accused everybody but himself of the murder.
Guess who is this Grant Carson?
Well, he was a very close friend of Daddy's. That is, in a business sort of way. I never did trust him too much myself. But Daddy seemed to think he was all right.
Well, what I want to know is what do we do next? We can't just sit here.
Well, it's best to do as Sheriff Hannon asks. You know, the Grand City Sheriff will be here in the morning to talk with you boys.
In the meantime, Miss Jenny, suppose we talk about how we can help you here on the ranch.
Right now, I'll have the cook prepare something to eat. We'll not let ranching problems take care of anything else but ourselves, and after our talk with the sheriff, we'll go in the morning.
Boys, I'm mighty glad this thing turned out as it did, or, well, I'd have felt mighty bad about it.
Yeah, and how do you think we'd have felt if that bunch of hot-headed loan offers had gotten to it?
See what you mean.
That's something to think about, all right.
Well, that's about all I have been thinking about.
Have you uncovered anything at all over at Grand City, Sheriff?
Boys, we haven't a thing to go on, other than this little Mexican coin with a hole in it.
Where'd that come from?
It was clutched in your father's hand. Apparently, you tore it from the coat of the killer.
That's strange.
Why is that, Miss Jenny?
Well, I've seen Daddy with many of those coins, but not with little holes in them like that.
Then maybe we're getting somewhere, Sheriff.
Yes, think hard, Miss Jenny. This would lead to something.
Well, I can't imagine how it could have had anything to do with my father's murder.
You know, I've never heard of coins being used for coat buttons.
Yeah, the whole thing's got me puzzled, too. Well, we'll keep busy, Miss Jenny, and let you know of any newer developments.
Well, thank you so much. When I can be of help, just let me know.
And that goes for us, too, Sheriff.
Thank you all. We'll be free to call on you.
Getting back most any time. He's been in town all afternoon.
I can't understand what he's doing. He said he had an idea he wanted to work on.
Yeah, it's funny he didn't want us to go along.
Oh, here he comes now.
Where in the world have you been?
Oh, just doing a little nosing around. But I'm no farther along than when I started.
Oh, I hate for you boys to burden yourself with my troubles.
Well, there are troubles too, Miss Jenny. And we're mighty anxious to help you.
Yeah, that's the least we can do.
I was down to see Q-Ball at the saloon. You know, he's just about as interested in this case as we are.
Oh, good old Q-Ball. He's always been our friend.
Well, he'll be my friend for life.
Say, here he comes now.
You know, that's funny. I just left him at the bar.
Tell you, Quinny. I tried to catch up with you. I just thought of something.
Well, what is that, Q-Ball?
Well, I forgot what it was.
Well, was it about Matt Simpson?
It seemed like it was. I've always been absent-minded. My mama used to tell me that someday I lose my mind instead. But I haven't lost it yet, I hope.
Now think hard, Q-Ball. What was it?
It seems like it had something to do with Omri Grad Carson.
Come to think of it, old Carson is still trying to stir up some noise about the sheriff letting us go.
Well, what's he got to do with it?
Nothing. He claims we're guilty until proven innocent.
Well, I don't see why he would talk like that, being such a close business friend of Daddy's.
Oh, well, just forget him. I still think that Mexican coin Sheriff Hannon has will uncover something.
That was what I wanted to tell you.
Well, what is it, Q-Ball?
When you were telling me about that Mexican coin today, well, I got to thinking right after you left, and I remember that Omri Carson used to wear a gun belt with Mexican coins all around it.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
Now I remember. Daddy gave him that gun belt.
Now we're getting places.
Yes, he took a bunch of those coins down to the leather shop and had a gun belt made using the coins as ornaments. And he gave it to Mr. Carson as a gift.
Q-Ball, have you seen that belt lately?
The best I remember, he not wore it here of late. And I would have known it because it always looked so pretty on him, especially the way those Mexican coins were circled around.
Dean, you and Chloe come with me. We're going to go calling on Grad Carson.
I don't understand.
I don't know how pleasant or unpleasant your daddy's relations with Carson were, but I don't like him, and I think he knows more than he's letting on. Where's his office, Q-Ball?
Right behind the saloon.
But, boy, are you sure you know what you're doing?
I'm not sure of anything, Miss Jenny, but I got a mighty strong hunch, and I'm going to follow through with it.
Then please be careful.
You can depend on that. Come on, Dean, Chloe. We're going to call on Mr. Carson. We'd like to have a little talk with you, Mr. Carson.
And make it brief. I got things to do. Now, what is it?
What do you know about Matt Simpson's death?
Just what are you getting at, young fella?
Just what I asked you.
All right, boys, you're letting your curiosity carry you a little too far.
I wouldn't draw that gun, Carson. Cover him, Floy.
This ain't no cap pistol I got in my hand.
Yeah, now look here. Put that gun down.
Not till you answer a few questions.
What do you want to know?
Matt Simpson made you a present of a gun belt once.
So what? Matt and me was good friends. It was a token of our friendship.
Where is it now?
I don't know.
We mean business, Carson. We're still on the spot in this killing, and we're not fooling. Now, where's that gun belt?
I loaned it to one of my boys. He's driving a herd toward Grant City.
Look in those closets, Bean.
He's going tooting, I will.
You boys are carrying your accusing to a little too far now.
We haven't accused anybody yet. We're just looking for proof.
Yeah, and I've found the proof. Here it is. It's got Mexican coins all over it.
Just what are you boys getting at?
We'll let you know in just a minute, Carson. Keep him covered, Chloe.
I got it.
Here, Dean, let me see that belt.
Yeah, that belt don't prove nothing.
That's what you think, Carson. There's a Mexican coin missing from the front of it.
I lost it. So what?
So what? A dead man found it.
Now, look, boys, I ain't mixed up in this. Just forget about this business, and I'll pay you well.
You're going to pay, all right. Come on, Carson. We're heading for the sheriff's office. There's some talking to do.
And Carson was the last man on earth I would have suspected.
Well, when the sheriff sent him down, he did some fast talking. Tried to lay it all on his two henchmen.
Well, I still can't understand why he did it.
Well, it's just like I told you, Miss Jenny. He was the only one that knew your father was bringing in large sums of money from Grand City. He wasn't satisfied just to be his friend and take what profits their business interests netted them together. He wanted all of it.
Oh, I'm glad it's all over with.
So am I, Miss Jenny. Now we can settle down to helping you get this ranch going again. That is, if you want us to help.
I'd like for you to. On one condition.
One condition? Just name it.
That you stop calling me Miss Jenny.
That's a deal, Jenny.
Heard with the riders of the Purple Sage today were Miss Helen Gerald as Jenny, Harry Lang as Chewball, and Franklin Pinky Parker as Carson. The riders of the Purple Sage now with their special rendition of a grand old song of the West, the Old Chisholm Trail.
Well, come along, boys, and listen to my tale. Tell you my troubles on the Old Chisholm Trail.
Come a tie, yippee, 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 come a tie, yippee, yippee.
Started up the trail October 23rd. Started up the trail with the two you heard.
Come a tie, yippee, 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 come a tie, yippee, yippee.
Went to the boss to draw my roll. Figured me out $9 in the hole.
Come a tie, yippee, 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 come a tie, yippee, yippee.
Going downtown to draw my money, going back home to see my honey.
Come a tie, yippee, 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 come a tie, yippee, yippee, yippee.
Jumped in the saddle and grabbed hold of the horn, the best darn cowboy ever was born.
Come a tie, yippee, 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 come a tie, yippee, yippee, yippee.
With the leaves in the saddle, the seats in the sky, I'll quit punching cattle in the sweet by and by.
Come a tie, yippee, 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 come a tie, yippee, yippee, come a tie, yippee, 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 tie, yippee, yippee, yippee.
Now the riders of the Purple Sage present their Western instrumentalists, Johnny Paul Fiddle, Bud Seifert Accordion, Jack Rivers Guitar, and Hank Caldwell Bass. And here they go, back home in Indiana. Boys, play. Thank you.
One of the cowboy's outstanding characteristics is his willingness to back his friends to the hilt. The history of the cowboy is full of examples of his loyalty. They have always been good friends to have in an emergency. And today, Weber's Bread is a good friend to have in a food emergency, too. No matter what the occasion, whether it be unexpected guests, in-between snacks for the children after school, or midnight raids on the icebox by hungry husbands, the housewife who keeps plenty of Weber's Bread on hand knows that she can satisfy hungry appetites. For the firm, even texture and distinctive flavor of Weber's Bread is enjoyed by young and old alike. So buy Weber's Bread when you go shopping. Your family will like it, too.
Men of the West, from out of the West with another of your favorite songs of the West. America's great Western singing stars, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, singing their very popular Western ballad of today in my adobe hacienda.
Another week has come and gone, and again, we want to thank you folks for the pleasure of being with you. We'll all look forward again to next week's meeting. This is Foy Willing speaking for Al Sloy, Jimmy Dean, and all of the Riders of the Purple Sage saying so long, and good luck to you all.
Your All-Star Western Theater, a V.M. Bear production starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, now appearing in Republic's all-color Western, The Last Frontier Uprising. My name is Cotton C. Clark, inviting you to be with us again next week for your All-Star Western Theater.
This program came to you from Columbia Square.
The Bakers of